Welcome, everyone.
You already know what it is.
We'll be starting soon. Please find your seat and silence your cell phone.
Get your blunts. Get your drinks. Everybody get tuned in.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know what it is.
Children of all ages.
It's motherfucking High Class Podcast.
Put your hands together and make some noise.
It's your boy Twin. Yo, yo, yo. You already know what the fuck it is. It's your boy Twin. High Class Podcast. We in the motherfucking cockpit. Yo, this episode is that motherfucking Super Bowl episode. And y'all already know. Y'all already know who the motherfucking champs is. The motherfucking Patriots, baby. Yes, we did that shit. We did that shit. Everybody, they counted us out. We was the same way the Philly was underdogs last year, was the same way we was underdogs this year, nigga. Like, we did that shit. Yo, shout out to my boys. Shout out to my motherfucking boys. They did excellent last night. Excellent. Defense was on fucking point. Brady could have got more throwing yards. He threw for like, I think, hold on. Let me be politically correct while I'm speaking about my motherfucking niggas. Yeah, that shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I knew I was gonna fall asleep. I mean, I knew I wasn't gonna be up when it first began because I work at night. So, well, y'all know I work at night. So, I go to sleep during the day. But, young, I woke up in the third quarter and it still was 3-3. So, it ain't like I missed the game. I missed the interception. And I think I missed some other key things that happened in, like, the first and second quarter. But by the third quarter, like, I ain't really miss shit. For real. Right. I missed the interception, a punt, and a field goal by the time I woke up. Like, I ain't really missed that much. But let's go to the stats. All right. So, yeah, Brady was 21 for 35. He threw for 262 ain't bad, but I do wish he could have had one of those 400. I think last year he threw for like 400 and some. But, yeah, 262 yards, zero touchdowns for himself, and one interception. Young, my niggas that got off. Hold on. They gotta be talking about like the first beginning. Yeah, okay, so that's rushing. Oh, okay, so like I was telling ISO, I was like, yo, Sonny Michelle need to get off. Well, he got 18 attempts for 94 yards. Who else? Ryan Rex Burkhead, he got 7 attempts for 43 yards. That's pretty good. But they was the ones that was getting it done on the running. Sonny Michelle just like, he just been a great burst of fucking energy we've been having for like the last couple of weeks against Kansas City, against the fucking Chargers. Like, Sonny Michelle did his fucking thing. Then we go down to the receiving. My boy, I told ISO I wanted that nigga that he got to have, like, what, 12 catches. My nigga got 10 catches for 141 yards, 12 targets, and he caught 10. 12 targets, and you caught 10 for 141, baby. Let's fucking get it. Gronk. Gronk was 7 for 6 for 87 yards. And we all know for Gronk to get 87 yards, like, that's big. Like, usually this nigga get like three targets and he only catch one. Like, so my boys went out there and did good. Like, they did real, real good. Like, I was so pleased at my defense. Like, they were going at Goff, like, let's see, man. Interceptions, defense. All right. TA is that tackles and attempts. No. Attack. I guess that's tackles. All right. So, who had the most tackles? Stephen Gilmore, Stephon Gilmore, 5 tackles. Jonathan Jones, 6 tackles, 2. What is TA? I gotta figure out that stat. But the McCourtney brothers, they was out there, bitch, doing. Oh, did y'all see? Was that Jace? I think it was Jason McCourtney that knocked that ball out of dude hand in the end zone. That would have been a touchdown for them, but he came out the back running full speed, my nigga, full fucking speed. Like, it was like a motherfucking lightning bolt just came out of the fucking backfield and just tackled his ass. Like, I was fucking, yeah, I was lit. So, I had to get on the bus to go to work. So I got on the bus like around 9:30, and it was just the beginning of the fourth quarter. Gronk had just now made the play for what it was like 40 some yards, got us down to the goal line. We ran, Sonny Michel ran it in for a touchdown, and I was lit. I was like, I bet we up 10-3. So I'm on the bus now, like, and so Jay mom is texting me because she know I like the Patriots, and she's an Atlanta fan, and you know we beat them. So even she wasn't really gonna watch it, but I'm pretty sure she watched it so she could watch it for me or whatever. So she started texting me telling me like we got an interception while I was on the bus, like everything. Like, by the time I got to work, nigga, we was already champs. I already had my jersey tucked in my book bag. I took my jersey out and put it on the bus, like like, niggas, I was ready, nigga. I was ready. Like, I was on the bus, like, saying, like, yo, we need to win this. I would have won, so I ain't even got to say shit to people. I just want to see their reaction. Because niggas been giving me fucking flack all week. I've seen this shit on the internet. He was like, what type of lion... cat? Was it a type of zoo animal or what type of cat is Tom Brady? And they call that nigga a lion ass cheetah. Yo, that shit had me fucking weak. I couldn't do the internet, yo. I couldn't do it. But we stuck in there. We did our damn thing and we came out there Super Bowl champs. And now everybody is like fucking salty. That was the weakest fucking Super Bowl, nigga. Both defenses was playing fucking good. What do you expect? You want somebody to get a fucking blown out? Nah, hell no. Nah. Last year, they beat us by a couple points. Nah, won't nobody saying that. Even though people was making touchdowns back and forth, like, they wasn't saying nothing when the defense was playing good last year. When Atlanta was fucking blowing us out and we came back, so of course they gonna like that. But no, man, fuck that. Get my niggas they motherfucking their flowers while they can smell them. Like, we came out there, bitch, and did fucking damage. We came out there and got busy on the number one motherfucking team in the motherfucking NFC. Like, get with it, yo. Shit. But yeah, yo, super. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I still got on my jersey. Fuck what you mean. Fuck what you heard, nigga. Fuck what you heard. I still got my jersey on. Nigga can't tell me shit. Yo. But you already know I'm in the cockpit. I got my I call it my liquid courage. My potion. You know what I'm saying? Got the edge on that. And I don't know if people like it. I don't know if my beer drinkers out there, I don't know if y'all drink like me, but sometimes I like my beer in a glass. It's something about that crisp taste that you get from drinking out of a glass, as far as drinking out of the bottle or some shit like that. Like, even when I drink my liquor, like I when somebody when you go to your when you like say if you go to your partner house, y'all turn it up, and they got kids or whatever, or they just got a lot of plastic cups, and then you go ask for a cup to put like liquor in. Cause me, like I like to take shots, but and sometimes I like to get like a little crystal glass, pour a nice little size of amount in the glass, and just go for what I know. Like nigga, sip that shit, drink that shit, like get it done. Like I'm a drinker. But you go to your players, how y'all chilling, y'all vibing or whatever, and you ask for a cup, and you gotta get the plastic cup. Like a regular, like not even like a kiddie cup, it's just like a regular plastic cup. I feel childish drinking liquor out of a fucking plastic. I don't know why. I don't like I'll take it out of it, yeah, but I'm gonna be like, man, why nigga couldn't give me the glass, man? Like I'm the glass nigga. I'm the nigga that's when I come over, you need to be like, yeah, y'all know Jason like to drink out of a glass, so let's wash one out or some shit like that. Like I'm weird like that. But yeah, so I got the edge on deck. And the strand of the day, I don't know if y'all caught it from the last podcast, but I still got it, and that's the OG Skywalker and the Sour Diesel. And yeah, the Sour Diesel was some real real good. It was some real real good shit. It had to be like New York sour, because you know New York sour, that's that dank shit. You gotta keep in the jar, you gotta keep in the bag, wherever you get it in, you gotta keep that shit in there. You can't even have none out. You can't have no clip out. You can't have no little nug sitting in your pocket. You know how you put the clip in your pocket and like some of the nug fall out. You can't even have that little bit of nug in that bitch. I swear, nigga, I done had a little nug of that shit in my pocket and went to work and kept smelling this bud, like nigga, like, and you know how sometimes you got that cologne that kind of got that after linger smell of fucking weed, and so you like, man, that's just the cologne. But then you start smelling it when you start moving around. I guess your pocket's opening, and so I reached down in my pocket and found this little nug. That joint was boofing in my pocket, yo. But back to one of the strands of the day, Sour Diesel. It's a hybrid strand. Canadian medical cannabis producer Aphria. Its scientific name is Sour Diesel. And I want to know if it's a cross. It's a hybrid. I mean, yeah, it's a sativa dominant strand, so that means it's more cerebral, and it keeps you up, it keeps you motivated, euphoric, all that stuff. It's known for its pungent diesel aroma, and boy, does it has that shit. Delivers energizer, dreamy cerebral effects that have pushed Sour Diesel to its legendary status. Stress, pain, and depression fade away in long-lasting relief. It makes Sour Diesel a top choice among medical patients. Now, it's believed to be a descendant from Kim Dog 91 and Super Skunk. Okay, now Sour Diesel does give you, like, it takes away, it says it right here, it says stress, pain, and depression. Now I can see depression, because nigga, when you smoke Sour Diesel, you get all giggly. I ain't gonna lie, the day when we were smoking that Sour Diesel, bro, that's where I had the rant on the podcast, because I was geeking, like I was so geeked up, and this nigga ISO was fucking just complaining about the track that we made, how they cut his fucking verse off, and yeah, he was just going in. But it believes to be a descendant from Kim Dog 91 and Super Strong. And I've had Kim Dog twice. The first time I had it, it was real. That one was real good. I got it from my older brother. Like, that's when I was wilding. I was wilding back then. That's when I didn't have no job, and I was fucking, remember those times when you didn't have a job and you already started smoking real, real heavy? And so you don't got no job, so you just start finding anything to fucking do to get weed. Like, nigga, you start selling fucking shit to the pawn shop, like, all types of shit, bro. Like, I done did all, like, I ain't do no whole gay shit, no shit like that, but, nigga, I done did some hood shit to get bread for some bud. Like, I ain't gonna lie. But my oldest brother was pushing. And for those who don't know, if y'all hood, pushing means is another word for like selling bud and shit like that. So yeah. So he was pushing and he got flavors, and I had keys. We was living with my cousin. Me and my older brother was staying with my cousin, and I still had keys to the crib, and because I had moved in with my twin brother, so I still had keys to the crib. And so I went back to the crib and got some bud from him, and that was the first time I had Kim Dog. And I think I had got skunk from a local dealer that we fucked with that started getting shit from the pop-ups. And this nigga had all types of flavors. And I think skunk was one of them. But that shit, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with side with these. That's one of the strands that I fuck with. And I know it is what it is by the look of it, just by the smell of it, all that shit. Now, OG Skywalker, the next strand, is a cross between Skywalker and OG Kush. Yo. I think that's him calling me. I'm in the middle of my podcast. ISO just called me. Why can't I add nobody on this job? Alright, we be back, you guys. I'm about to see if I can get ISO on the phone. Yo, we back. I tried to get ISO on the phone, but this nigga was trying to get me on his podcast. I'm trying to get him on my podcast, but sure. He just let me know that he about to hit the booth with the original producer engineer of our last track that he so-called hated. But we going back to the booth, so I'm getting ready now to dip back out. I call myself Posey-Man laying down. That's one thing about me, bro. Like, I never get rest when I need to get rest. Like, I'm always somewhere. I'm always getting fucked up. Like, it only for the simple fact that, like, when I first got here, I ain't do shit. I stayed in the house and was with Jade. If I wasn't with Jade, I was in the house. So it's like now I told myself I wasn't going to be out here hanging with the same niggas I was hanging with when I left, because that was the reason why I left. I felt like I was in an environment where I shouldn't have been in. I needed a new environment, so I left. But now that I came back, I didn't put myself in the same predicament to fall in those traps that I did once before. So, with that being said, I found one homeboy, and the rest was fucking just people, family and shit. And yeah, like, if I ain't over his crib, I'm at the fucking house chilling. For real, for real. So, I be chilling for real, for real. So, anytime that I get to go out and have fun on my days off, I go ahead and do it. Even when I should be going to sleep, cause I know that I know that I be sleepy and tired at work. But it's like, nigga, you sleep the whole fucking day off, then what you gonna do?
You gonna wake up in the middle of the night and be like, damn, I wish I was out doing something. No, you might as well just do it anyway and sleep at nighttime. Shit.
Fuck the bullshit. You sleep at nighttime. But I know I'm gonna end up crashing today.
Well, nah, I ain't, cause he talking about some getting some fucking Henny. And when I drink Henny, I get turned up. So yeah, nah, most likely I'm probably gonna pass out today. Like, not even no joke. I'm probably gonna pass off. But that's good, cause I'll sleep until the midnight and we can get up. Truth be told, I might fuck around and come back home so I can sleep in my own bed, wake up in the morning, don't gotta worry about coming home, and I can go to sleep throughout the day. That was a doozy. You ever, soon as you come home, well, I come home, jump in the wave. That's the shower, if you niggas don't know. I come home, jump in the wave, get out. If I got a beer before I came home, I'll crack that open, pour a glass, drink that. I'll break some bud down and either smoke a bowl or I'll roll a blunt. I rarely roll blunts, like. Wiz got my twin brother, and my twin brother got me. So I only do papers, bongs, bows, rollers, what? Like, I do that shit. Like, I rarely do blunts, and if I do blunts, it's because I'm with a motherfucker. And sometimes I get in my ways and be like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. You gotta smoke a paper with me. Like, right, fuck it. Like, lately I've been fucking blunts. And I'm like, damn, my nigga, I don't even buy blunts. So that kind of make you mad. It's like, nigga, if I don't rarely buy blunts, if I don't normally buy blunts, and I'm buying blunts because I'm chilling with you, and I'm always chilling with you, so I feel like I'm always buying blunts. Nigga, that's why sometimes I be like, fuck it, we gonna smoke a paper or we ain't gonna smoke that fucking all, my nigga. It's raw or fucking die. Yup, and I got my Patriots gear on the fucking day, nigga. And I want a nigga to fucking say something, nigga. Cause we Super Bowl motherfucking champions. Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it. Niggas talk all that shit about us. All that shit. Gronk is last ever man. Yeah, that nigga was probably playing, looking skeptical. That nigga was fucking hurt. He a big nigga. But you seen his ass in that game yesterday. Both of those catches put us up to where we can make a motherfucking touchdown. Julius Edelman did his fucking thing. Sonny Michelle got fucking off. How the fuck we stop y'all running game? We stopped y'all running game and had a running gang of our own that put up fucking points, bro. And y'all the top fucking running. Y'all got the top rank for running. And our defense held y'all run. Had Todd Gurley and your other dude, Johnson, for like 10 yards in like the half for halftime. We went out that bitch and showed off. Show off on that day. Niggas ain't thought Brady was gonna fucking do that shit. Oh, I know. I knew. I fucking knew. We used to this shit. We been here before. This ain't nothing that we don't do. We been here. Yeah, we was here last year. We lost. But do you think that the Patriots had the same feelings and the same like gut feeling and stuff as the Rams did? The Rams ain't been since 2001 when we beat them.
So when they come into the game, them niggas nervous. You seen how Goff was fucking getting the layup game and shit like that because he was changing plays and shit. He not used to changing plays and doing all that shit in the playoffs in front of all those people while you got all those people chanting and shit. He not used to that. So that's why he was getting like delay a game and pass my Lakers coat. Where's my Patriots coat at? Come on now. I know it's in here. It better be in here. Patriots coat that I know that much. Since you want to be bagging shit up and don't know what you're bagging up, you better bag up my goddamn jacket. I know that much. Because I'm tired of people touching my shit and I didn't ask you to fucking touch it. If you want it out of the fucking way, then just move it out of the fucking way. Don't put it in no whole different fucking location. And then don't even tell me where the fuck you put it at. Like, what the fuck? Damn. Don't touch nobody's shit. See, that's the shit I be fucking talking about, bro. Like, man, if I was just to fucking go off and fucking stop, I'd be wrong.
not gonna get mad. I'm not gonna get mad. Because obviously it's bunched up in some clothes or something. But this is exactly what I was fucking I seen happening. I was like, watch the day of when I wanna wear my shit. I don't have everything. And I got everything except my fucking fleece. And I wore my fleece to work one day, I remember. And I came home and I put it on the back of the chair. And then when everybody was coming down, I had to move everything and I put it in the closet. And mom came to bag everything up and bag my shit up somewhere. And I don't know. So now I can't wear my fleece. That's all right. Fuck it. That's cool. I'm not even gonna stress about it because, nigga, we already won. The hard part is fucking over. We already fucking won. I'm just trying to stunt on motherfuckers. So. That's all I'm trying to motherfucking do. But I wanted to stunt on them. With everything, but I ain't got everything. I got my bro. I even got my shot glass. Yo, shout out to my motherfucking brother. My motherfucking duplicate. I'm laced with his socks. Or did mom? I think Brittany and them bought us this socks too. Yeah. They laced me with the shot glass and my motherfucking socks. So I was lit last night. Like, I had everything on pictures. Best believe when I went up in my motherfucking jar, I had my jersey on, hat. I tucked my jeans and my motherfucking socks so you could show the Patriots emblem on my sock. Like, over the years, I had all types of Patriot shit. That should have been in here. Yo, Justin, if you listening to this. So, I came home one Sunday and found... And when I mom bagged up all my shit. And so, when she bagged up all my shit, she put the... Remember that pink safe I used to have? That had all that shit up in there? That shit was laying inside my closet. And you already know I didn't have that when I was up there. I didn't have that. So where did it come from? I don't know. That shit bugged me the fuck out. It bugged me out. But hey, it made its way back to me. That joint been with me for fucking years. I store mad weed in there. It got shit up in there now from fucking over the years. Fucking old bracelets, old rings, fucking old lighters. I got fucking money from different countries on that. Remember that shit, John? Remember we tried to fucking pawn the fucking overseas money? That shit wasn't even worth nothing because they already started making new bills that was old, and now they was worth the shit. Like, I'm telling you, bro, I used to do everything. Those was the times I remember. Grind. When you was applying for jobs, but won't nothing fucking coming in, so you had to get it how you live. Cause like me, I wasn't gonna. I'm not a type of nigga that like asking people for shit. Like, if I'm broke and everybody talking about some going out to eat for drinks, I'm gonna be the like nigga that be like, no, I'm about to stay home. Why? Because I don't want to have to ask nobody to pay for me. Even if my nigga be like, oh, you know I got you, bro, I still feel some type of way. And I still might stay home. Like, that's just the type of nigga I am. Like, even with a chick, I wouldn't ask, can we go out somewhere because I can't pay for it. If she be like, let's go here, if I'm not like eager to do whatever it is we want to do, then I'll pass it up first. I'll be like, no, we good. But you know, some girls are adamant and they're gonna still go. So they end up doing it anyway. I know my ex Inez was like that. She'll be like, let's go here, and I'd be like, no, let's go there next week. That way I can pay for it. And she'd be like, Jason, just come on. Before we know it, we going to wherever it is we was going to, and she paying for it. But that's not me. Again, that's not me. Like, they were just now talking about fucking tricking. They were tricking. Tricking is when a female wouldn't do the things that she's doing with you, wouldn't talk to you, wouldn't do none of those things if you didn't lace her with the things you laced her with. And that could be money, that could be bags, that could be clothes, that can be you got the whip and she using the whip. Like, anything that you're giving her to make her come around, to make her fuck with you, that means you're tricking on her. Okay? So, I'm trying to think, have I ever tricked on a bitch? Because, like, I was always the nigga that I didn't feel like I had to do shit for her to keep her around. I felt like that bitch had to do shit for me to keep me around. So she was tricking on me, if you want to call it, if you want to really be honest. Like, why the fuck am I going to get by you shit just so you can fuck with me? What? That's why I understood Maul when he fucking said this shit. I'm talking about Maul on the Joe Budden podcast. Now, I got an older brother named Maul. We call him Maul. But I don't want nobody in the back to fucking hear that shit and they be like, get mad at him and shit. But no. Yeah, so I felt where he was coming from. Like, that's not me. Like, why am I going to do shit for you just so you fuck with me? Like, if you don't want to fuck with me, nigga, bye. It's a dub for your ass. Like, come on now. But for the people who do it, hats off to you. Like, you can do it. And that don't even gotta be no rich thing. Because I know niggas that was broke and they used to fucking do whatever they gotta do to get whatever they got to give to somebody else. So it ain't gotta do with no rich or broke thing. But that's just not me. Like, now, if I'm fucking with you and we on that level and I happen to like get you something for like your birthday or something like that, now that's not tricking, that's cool, because we on that level. But if we just fucking around and like they said, like she wouldn't really fuck around with you if you ain't do the shit that you did, I ain't never had no bitch like that. They fucked with me because they wanted to fuck with me.
Word up. Do I got everything? I got that. I got the tablet.
Hopefully today we can get my brother on the line, cause I told him I'ma put him on the episode. So hopefully we can get him on there. That'll be dope. I don't know. One day maybe I'll meet my older brother, or maybe hear him in the background. One day I was trying to get him on Junk Freestyling, but both of us was freestyling. But nigga, I forgot and I ain't saved the episode. So yeah. Got my Patriots gear on. My food. I got my food in my arms. I'm drunk. I ain't drunk. I had a glass of fucking beer and smoked. I hit the GB, so I'm just on, you know. Even when I'm off. All right, y'all. We gonna cut this right here. We gonna pick it back up whenever I meet up with ISO. You already know it's your twin. High Class Podcast. Signing out.
Boys and girls, children of all ages.
Yo, we back at it.
Ready to be amazed.
High Class Podcast, you know what the fuck it is.
Put your hands together and make some noise.
It's your boy Twin. Back at it, High Class Podcast. We in the building with fucking ISO.
Oh man, she about to get leveling today, people. She about to get too different. I had a day.
Yes.
On my mama.
That real in the field shit.
Can I tell my shit for
talk your shit.
Yo, I feel like today, yo, I'm gonna call this shit. This the name of this shit is called. I'm about to steal his own, yo. This shit's gonna call. I'm calling this shit the victory lap, y'all.
No, you can't call that shit the victory lap.
No, nigga, the name of this episode gonna call victory lap because nigga, I'm running around backwards on these things. It's my victory
lap. But that's the name of what's name.
It ain't a podcast. This is just the title. I got a whole nother shit. I ain't gonna tell you about the other podcast. I'll tell you that off air. That shit gonna be so special. I've been setting that shit up all day. I know your boy ISO out here working hard, man. Yo, ISO in 2019 is the hardest working rapper in the game. Because fucking today, you know, I'm going to drop my debut album. I'm dropping my debut album today. Thank you for that, brother, man. Thank you for that, brother, man. Need that.
What's the name of the album, nigga?
The name of the album, I got so many names. I'm going Lost Tapes.
Lost Tapes?
Yep, Lost Tapes.
Yo, shout out to Lost Tapes.
Ice on Valley G. Lost Tapes. Wow. Bachelor on Valley G. Valley G. This shit is the craziest shit, y'all. Yo, I was dead ass chilling in the house one day. I'm writing, you know, I'm on music shit. You know, I'm a music nigga. Mind you, I don't really know niggas out here like NBA like that. And I keep hearing my whole like make a like I like hold on, that shit sounds like a beat. I'm a music, that shit sounds like a beat. Yo, so I take the trash out. You know being nosy. Hood nigga. Yeah. See what's shaking. Nigga in a truck. I'm like, what up, bro? I'm like, what up? I'm like, what you doing? Nigga said making a beat. I said, nigga, what? I said, I was right. Yo, the nigga had a laptop hooked up to his truck, his sound system. Mind you, this shit wanging. But the down something said wang, that shit was wanging.
Yo, all my down south niggas, y'all already know what it's about. Y'all know what it's about. When the nigga be like, yo, that shit wanging. That shit wanging. That shit thumping.
So. Like rap, I'm like, yeah, nigga, you know, yo, if you're a rap nigga, you never can't be scared of rap. I'm like, word. You got rap. He's like, yo, my nigga, his cousin pulled up. Shout out to nigga Trav, good nigga. Always been a good nigga. He was with the Chevy boys. Nigga, remember niggas be riding the Chevys with the all of them paint. You know how y'all niggas got country niggas do. 38 Rams and shit. That nigga got them 30s and shit. You know what I mean? That's the shit y'all be giving it up, like. Like, I'll be dumping. That's what we doing out here. We dumping on you niggas. We.
Hey, Dickie.
What the fuck is that, boy?
It was supposed to be a gunshot.
Nigga, let me stick to the gunshot.
Man. Let me hear it. I want to give me some I need some big shit. Nah, put it. I need some big shit.
Need some big shit.
I need some big shit. I'm not on some big shit today. Mm-hmm. Get it right.
Damn. Damn, a shotgun.
I got it.
Oh, here you go.
I got it. You loading up on you bitch ass niggas. Keep shooting at these niggas. Alright, so why you still shooting at these niggas?
Yo. Enough of the gun sound.
Let them gun sound. Need to call. I'm about to hit Mystery Man. That's what I need.
You hit Mystery Man?
Yeah,
I need to bring
yeah.
some of that diesel ass yeah, fucking yeah, yeah. corn liquor. Yo, all my country niggas, know what corn. When you hear the word corn liquor, you don't think about no average fucking liquor.
That shit's tough to call.
You don't think about no average liquor. When you think about corn liquor, you think about that shit that when you take a shot of that shit fucking buckles your body. Like, you feel your soul leave your fucking body. Like, this nigga told me he had some corn liquor. I'm like, my guy, I take a shot of that shit. Nigga, I felt like I smoked a blunt and took a shot at the same time, my nigga. That's how strong it was. And you know that shit won't cut with nothing. That was straight. He said this shit, the nigga didn't even have it in a jar. The nigga had it in a gallon. The water gallon bottle that you buy at the store, he had that shit like that. Like, shit was crazy.
See what he's talking about. He probably about to
think he's gonna ask him for liquor.
He said this shit gone.
It ain't gone.
He just don't want to give us none. That's because Kenny be drunk.
Huh?
This man got that for the phone. Nigga, I'm going to see the chamber snatch that shit. They're like, nigga, you already playing with that shit.
Yeah, he probably was like, nigga, you got a whole thing of fucking corn looking in your crib, and you ain't finished that shit yet.
I got to bust another thing in that shit. My GTA Brooklyn, we go hard shit. Yo, I'm not playing with y'all niggas though. The album's dropping today. Actually, nah, I can't give y'all a preview of that yet, but I will be dropping that.
Yo, this nigga Iso been saying he gonna drop this fucking album for the longest, bro. Like, he ain't dropped shit yet. I've been saying I'm gonna drop my shit. I got at least 3 songs on my album. I need 2 more songs and I can put my shit out.
So how many songs is that out?
I got an intro that I cooked up. I got a song with me and my twin. I got a song with me and this nigga Iso. That's 3 songs I got. All I need is 2. All I was going to do is Carpe Diem is a 5 song EP. So all I need is 2 more songs and I'm complete. This nigga been saying he going to drop his shit for the longest and hasn't dropped anything yet. And he got songs that's already made.
Should I play one of them?
Because you ain't putting the shit out, so we ain't no need for us to preview the shit if you ain't gonna put the shit out.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not putting it. Yeah, I'm not dropping the album today. I'm not gonna be the first thing to drop an album on the podcast. You're right. I'm not gonna do that today. That's what I'm not gonna do today.
Word.
I'm the first nigga to drop an album on the podcast. And then I'm going to drop it to the digital strike after that.
if I feel like it. If I feel like it. Oh, I want my show title. I want my show Apple Music. Ah, if I feel like it. We set the rules over here. We not doing what none of y'all niggas do. We do what the fuck we want to do. This shit is Golden Slums, bitch. If you didn't know. Yeah, ISO 220, bitch. Know. Fuck you mean. Twin, Just Incredible Podcast. So fuck.
You better act like you fucking know, bitch.
Nigga Epic out here.
Boy!
What nigga you know ever dropped an album on the podcast?
You know what I'm saying?
No nigga never dropped an album on the podcast.
Never.
Because let me tell y'all something. I get paid for every listen. Talk so guess shit. What? If I get paid for every listen, why would I send it to a fucking a streaming website where they don't tell you the numbers all the time? Like, fuck that. I could do that shit myself and yeah. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put every fucking song out individually on top of that. So they like, yo, this is my song. Oh, shit. I dropped the shit. Yo, I ISO 220 and I dropped the shit. And I ain't even know the shit.
But yeah, yeah.
But I'm doing this shit myself. Fuck all of that shit. We cutting out the middleman here on everything.
You should have been doing that from the get-go.
I know. But, nigga, we learned from Jay-Z and Diddy, nigga. Self-made shit, right? We tell them niggas give it up. I need to get some. Hold on. Bang bang, anyway, gang.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
The fuck?
Fuck them all. He said, fuck them all. I'm about to get one of them rollers, though.
Speaking of the motherfucking. Nigga, you talking about getting a roller, nigga. You can't even use the roller. Your hands don't work, nigga.
What do I do?
No, you ain't gotta. You gotta roll it. You gotta use your thumbs to like roll it around.
I get a bitch to that from fucking man.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Shit, bitch, you ain't.
And she don't even smoke. Just hit it once while she light it.
Hey, like bitch, you ain't gotta smoke.
I had a bitch to do that. She ain't even smoke, and I got a video on my Snapchat of her laying in the fucking bed naked. My nigga, on my birthday, my nigga, lighting up a fucking doobie. Yo, hey, yo, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I gotta do this for myself. Shout out to your boy. Shout out to your boy, Twin, for fucking with baddies. Like, I had this bad African drone. Like, bro, when I tell you bad, like, she was bad, my nigga.
Was that ass like the old girl? With the wop wop, the fatty wop, with the fatty wop.
No, her ass wasn't fatter than that, but she had a fat ass. Like I got a video. I got
all the bitches with the fat asses out there.
I'm about to show you, bro. I'm about to show you. Like this, how you know I back up my shit, nigga.
Okay, I'm about to show
you. If I tell you she had a fat ass, nigga. Oh, stamp. Remember the girl I told you that I took the picture of?
Who the fuck is that?
Lovely Mimi. Remember when we was watching that? Yeah, and she was on there. That's the girl that was on there.
Oh, that's her.
Yes, she came to my fucking store.
So you said.
Look, my birthday. Look at my birthday, bro. Dripping.
Dripping.
Hold on. Dripping.
That nigga was killing that shit.
Dripping, bro. We had an all white up. Me and my brother had an all white affair. We all went to Sakura. No, it wasn't Sakura.
Sakura?
Yeah, it was Sakura, the Japanese.
So you say you got a bitch with fat ass, right?
Yeah, I'm on the street.
I bet y'all beat you there. Look at this. That much shit ain't helping. Look at the cuff on that bitch. Look at the cuff.
She got a solid cuff on that joint. And you could tell her drawers was too tight. Cause she got the
fat. I'm about to fuck her life up.
I think I erased the dashiki joint. Look. She was dancing in it. And she was in the kitchen with the dashiki on.
No, I fuck with the big girl. Shout out to the big girls out there.
Right. She got super rolls.
I'm gonna fuck. I lick all them rolls. I eat rolls.
You go butter them up first?
Yo, nigga. You butter them up first? You mean butter rolls?
You go butter them up.
What y'all niggas know about butter rolls, nigga? Fuck out of here, dude.
Yo.
And I got some new merch in. New merch alert. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I got clothing on.
Hold on. I probably got to put it. It's probably in my eyes only.
yeah, you don't want to get close, look,
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah. Up in here, I got everybody doing up in here. This was the joint I'm talking about.
She cute.
Yeah.
She cute.
Yeah.
Let me see what else she look like.
Look, this was when I picked up this romper for her, and she wore it when we had a football game.
Yeah, she cute. I don't mind you a little bad joint. Dress blues. Yeah, I could change the picture.
Look, she fucking. This was the 16-year-old that Justin.
You run hotel, right? Come on. Man, he in love. Oh, he was super in love. Oh, shout out to. Oh, damn.
Look, that, I know she was tight. Look, that's them. That's them together.
They cute. Little.
They was like a little white and black affair going on.
Little brown skin dots. That's a fact.
This is my ex right here, Ashana.
She
from New York.
I know she heard her rap.
Yeah, she from New York.
Oh, yeah, she the one who took it up.
Yeah.
What's the name of the shit? I said,
Damn, I ain't got... The junk that I thought I had up in here was... what's the name? I must have erased her. I must have erased it. But, oh yeah. Well, my brother on here with my. I know he don't got my nephew on here. Look. He put on the Air Force One. With body.
You're not gonna be fucking with the vibes, huh?
Y'all, we still at this motherfucking shit.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Look, your shit burning.
That shit a duh. That shit a rap. That shit, that's how I put this shit down. That shit been a rap.
Nigga, you gotta put this shit out, not down.
Oh, fuck.
She gonna burn your goddamn bed down.
I've been burning my bed down.
I know, exactly. Like, no pun intended. Nigga been burning his fucking bed down. No pun intended. Slick talk. What your bitch thought?
Fuck, I'm gonna get your bitch call. Fuck, I'm gonna get your bitch off.
I heard Tory Lanez got a song with T-Pain. It's fucking sick. 2 Chainz got a new song out. YB and Cordae got a new song out that's fucking sick. Young Blue and Anna Marie got a song out there sick. I've been listening to these new songs. Speaking of songs, like let me do some fucking album reviews for real, because what's in my rotation right now is what I got. Let's start. I got the Tory Lanez Love Me Now. That was the joint I first got into. Like, that shit was fucking sick. Like, that was some shit that I listened to from start to finish. Like, he had the joint with Gun on there, tight, the joint with Juice WRLD. He got the joint over there with, what's that nigga name? Bryson Tiller. That Jones sick. KMJ, that Jones is sick. He fucking spits on that Jones.
That's my shit.
Next Jones I got in rotation. You already know Scorpion, but that's old, so I ain't even got to mention that. The City Girls album, yo. Like niggas is sleeping on City Girls. They is fucking sick. That City Girls album is dope. That twerk, twerk, twerk song that y'all hearing now that y'all fucking like, yeah, that song is on there. And that whole album is fucking sick. Shout out to the City Girls. Shout out to the New Orleans bounce that they kind of got in that song. Shout out to Miami 305, where they from.
Shout out to Miami. Yeah, we going to Miami for, what's on the OD? You say you want to watch it for Spring Break. Oh,
Spring Break?
No, is it Spring Break?
Spring Break. That's the same thing, yeah. Spring Break is the same thing
as Miami?
Spring Break. Yeah. Cancun, the one I'm on.
But yeah, back to what I back to the topic championships. Meek Mill, I got that joint up in there. I got Kodak Black Dying to Live. Album was sick.
Yo,
album
the,
was
yo,
sick.
My song,
I got A Boogie, number one album in the motherfucking country, Hoodie Season. Hybrid, shout out to Hybrid, shout out to Brooklyn. Yo, shout out to Don Q that this was up in the motherfucking battle with Tory Lanez. Like, I love that back and forth shit. We live for that beef shit.
Look.
So any formative opponents that can get into beef shit and they can talk their shit and they can give us records where they giving fucking lyrics, I tip my hat off to you. I got that motherfucking Menage a Trois sex tape volume 1, 2, and 3 by the fucking Dream. Yo, anytime you getting pussy, anytime you getting some head, anytime you doing anything sexual, I'm telling you, you throw that shit on, you guaranteed to bang that bitch. You guaranteed to get that pussy.
No, that's if you ain't like that. If you ain't like that, you don't get it.
Nah, bro. You can't. It ain't no such thing as you not being like that.
A lot of niggas are not like that.
Like what?
A lot of niggas don't know how to get pussy.
That's why I told you, nigga. For this album alone, nigga, you can play this album and you can get pussy if you a nigga that don't even get pussy like
lame,
that.
Nigga.
Like if you a lame, my nigga, fat fuck can get pussy off this album, my nigga. This album makes the bitches pussy get wet. Put you in the motherfucking vibe where you all way. You ain't got no choice but to give up the pussy, my nigga. Like, Dream did his shit. Dream did his shit on here, bro. Did his shit. He went ham. All right, what else? I got that Future Wizard. I got that shit in rotation. Future came back with Wizard. He kind of gave me that kind of like a little bit of Dirty Sprite and a little bit of Beast Mode. That's what type of feeling I get on this jump, on his jump. Then you got that Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Shady Records. Shout out to that nigga Justice, his manager. LVRN, Love Renaissance, shout out to the record label. Boogie, Everything's For Sale, shit is fucking fire. Shit is flame.
I'm a Boogie fan.
From beginning to end, no skips.
Who put on the Boogie?
You did. Yeah, of course. I'm not a nigga that don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about getting put on, nigga. Put me on, nigga. I'm a music nigga. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of motherfucking shit I can put you on. Like, I don't give a fuck about being put on nothing. I'm a music nigga. I listen to people that normally people won't fucking listen to. I listen to country. I listen to all that shit. I'm a music head. Music saved my motherfucking life. Music calmed me down. Music is my motherfucking safe place. Talk your shit. What else? Back on my motherfucking list. What else is on my list? Yeah, that's about it. That's what I'm listening to currently now. But I got a couple albums on here that I didn't name, but I listen to from time to time. That Creed album, that shit was sick. 4275 Jacquees, yo, I'm telling you, that shit was yo R&B feel. You need that R&B feel. That was the album to go to, bro. Start to finish. 6ix9ine, that joint was alright. I got the Black Thought album. That joint was, you know, Black Thought always give you bars. That he got that conscious rap. So, yeah. I got that little Baby Street Gossip. Key Sweat dropped the new joint. I mean, for the Key Sweat joint, I fucked with it, but he tried to be new school. So he got a lot of that new school rap. He got a lot of that new school feel to it. Yeah, so I kind of like then I liked it for him to be out and a couple of songs on there that he sounded like his old self, but all that new bounce hip hop shit, nah, you fuck with it. Keith, you should have stayed to the whining. You should stick to the whining, my nigga.
Who gonna love you like me?
Word, should stick to the whining. What else? I got the Fetty joint, the Currency, and Freddie Gibbs. You already know that's a smoking vibe right there for all my weed heads, for all my smokers out there. That's the smoking vibe. It's called Fetty, and it's produced by Alchemist. You know what I'm saying?
I got all the Joe Budden jokes because Joe's my man, and you already know I fucks with him. At the 21 Savage joint, the deluxe. Yo, I am, you know, a lot with J. Cole. J. Cole kills the shit. My man, Ayo, Free 21, he's locked up right now. Oh, yeah, so let's segue into that. So, turns out 21 is not American.
What?
Yeah. He is, what is he? He from the UK.
Where?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, somebody found out that he was from the UK. Mm-hmm. And they found out that his visa was expired. And so they called ICE on him. The immigration services. And they picked him up. So he's currently locked up right now. So, Free My Nigga 21. You already know how we get down, yo. I do not wish nothing. I do not wish nothing. No type of jail on nobody. I've been in there. I know how that shit is. So, yeah. Free My Nigga 21. Free that nigga to the motherfucking day he comes back. I want to get a motherfucking gun salute. Free 21. What else is in the fucking shit today? Yeah, 21 got fucking locked up. What else? I was just not looking at fucking the Breakfast Club, and they was just gonna talk about some shit. Oh, I ain't even gonna lie. I just heard about something. It's like it's some shit called like Lakers.robinhood.com or some shit. And if you sign up for it, they give you free stock. It's a stock page where you can buy and sell stock. And just for signing up for them, they give you free stock that you can make money off. Like free shit that you ain't got to pay for to get it or nothing. It's some stock that you have that is, what's the name? I always wanted to like get into stock. Like I want to get into stock to where I can put my money somewhere and I can just leave the shit alone and let it generate money. And then I can come back to it and... Yeah, so I've been trying to figure out some shit about stock, but
what's the name of that shit I'm talking about for shit right now?
I think it's called Lakers.robinhood.com.
Well, make sure you can get right shit to go out.
Just type it in Google, it should find the website. Lakers.robinhood.net.com, right. And it should come up.
I know I'm about to put out today. Yeah, I'm about to put that out. Fuck it. And then I know we did that. Fuck it. We're doing that now. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, actually.
Why?
Putting out some shit. Putting this one out. I think I'm about to interview Flump Game too.
Slump Cam? Hurt.
Yeah.
I know I've been on that jump a couple times.
Yeah, you on Slump Cam.
Yeah. Hey, yo, how do you feel? So, I bet. You remember, you know your earbuds that you got? Mm-hmm. The wireless earbuds?
Yeah.
You know for iPhone, they can use their earbuds to, like, record shit? Like, say if...
Come on, FBI shit, I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I feel like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like iPhone got so much shit up in there for them to monitor what the fuck we doing. Like now, like that night now, they're already saying how it's crazy because your FaceTime just be cutting on out of nowhere. They was like niggas was turning off their FaceTime when they not using it just for the simple fact that their FaceTime was just cutting on by itself and people was listening to their shit.
That's some FBI shit. Every mention nigga name, like even with the Alexa shit, yeah. Nigga name, they put one on
top. Yeah, right, exactly. Like that shit is wild as fuck.
That's some op shit. iPhone for the ops. iPhone some op shit. I need to go here. Y'all iPhone is out here recording niggas being? That's what. I ain't talking around niggas no more.
Hell no.
Only speaking silent was your iPhone.
Word, slick talk.
Yo, the whole time.
Slick talk on your ass. All day. Fuck they talking about. But yeah, that shit wild as fuck, bro. What else is in the fucking media? Oh, they saying 6ix9ine snitching.
Yep, my cousin just mentioned that shit in the podcast.
Yeah, that shit wild, bro. That shit wild. I mean, okay, look, this is how I look at it. Now, if you a street nigga and you live by the street rules, then if shit go down, that's what you live by. It's no, I live by the street rules when it's convenient for me, but when it's not convenient for me, I switch over to a fucking civilian. You can't do that.
That's the same shit they sent to Avenue. Niggas talking about fuck, like, one minute like fuck the street, like,
right. That's what he did. That he was on some shit like that, and he tried to say, because the nigga ain't somebody that he cool with. It ain't nobody that he down with. So why would he go to jail for that nigga?
I get all that.
I do get that.
But if you out there like that,
But if you walk around, you claim you all about this gang shit, you walking around Treyway, blood, all this other shit, and you get locked up and you snitching, that shit look way crazy, my nigga. Versus somebody who's telling, but they're telling on somebody who they not even cool with. They not close to them niggas.
Yeah.
But you snitching on niggas that was with you.
And
he a New York nigga. Like, he done all that shit and talked all that shit, and then that nigga want to fold? Like, come on, man. That nigga gonna get out. His fucking career is gonna be over with. Them niggas gonna fuck with rats.
No, it's not. Nigga, if you want to be technical, nigga. Remember niggas was saying 50 was snitching at one point. Remember that? Nigga.
Well, not snitching. He had the order of protection.
But then they said,
that was real. They got the papers of that shit.
Yeah, but then they had, what's the other nigga?
But he still fucked with them.
Who the other nigga they said was, what was another nigga they said? No, who they said was, alright, but about Rick Rose being the CEO.
Yeah.
Nigga, the game is so fucked up. The street rules don't apply. This is the industry. She called the music industry. That's what she's right. Called.
Rick Ross was a fucking correctional facility. No niggas still.
I know Pablo Noriega. How fuck you know Pablo Noriega?
Niggas still fucking bumping this shit. To this day, niggas still bumping.
Niggas don't give a fuck, nigga. The game is fucked up. The rules is all fucked about here.
Gang got carried fucking way out this bitch, man.
OG just tell me about that shit.
The fuck is he telling you about?
That fucking goddamn game is out this bitch wilding the fuck out.
The game?
I heard he just
said
some shit.
Oh, no. See, nigga, that's how I know. That's how I know, bro. That's how I know you be fucking over this bitch, man. You be over this bitch fucked up. Nigga, we watched the whole podcast where they was talking about this shit. DJ Academic said, he was like,
I know he was gonna expose some people over that shit.
Yeah, he was like, Game actually said something about my old co-host. And I was like, oh shit, I can't wait till the podcast to where Joe Budden actually like talks about it.
I never, so is the song out?
No, he ain't put the song out
see,
yet.
See, I'm waiting for the song because I ain't know that he, I ain't even hear that part. You know,
you ain't even heard the part that he dissed the first people on when he dissed Kanye and fucking Kim.
I heard that part because nigga the dude that worked put me on to that.
Oh yeah, like yeah, bro, like that's what I'm saying, bro. I be on that.
Oh, by the way, fuck Chippenham Hospital, suck my dick,
nigga. You sound real bitter.
You sound real better.
You sound real bitter. Fuck them niggas.
Niggas is dirty.
You know
fuck
the nigga. You know the nigga that. You know the nigga that fucking leaves their job willingly on their own and then try to come back to the job and they think everybody's supposed to fuck with them. But you know, when you leave the job, the niggas that don't fuck with you is really gonna show their true colors. So how can you get mad at some niggas showing their true colors?
You.
Yeah, it is. Fuck the niggas that want to be fake and fuck the niggas that want to be bitches and don't want to just keep it real with a nigga and let a nigga know what's up and they rather want to go get the ops and shit.
All you had to do was tell me. Yo.
Like, he was bugging. He was up in that bitch bugging and he know he was bugging. At the end of the day, you could have just pulled up on my nigga and told my nigga, look, you bugging. You need to go sit the fuck down and that would have been it.
And I'd have been out. I'd have been.
But at the same time, like I tell my nigga 24/7 all day, you can't expect niggas to be what the fuck you want them to be. How we carry ourselves and how real we is, we can't expect everybody to be like that. So you can't get mad at somebody for being the bitch they is. If they a bitch ass motherfucker, they a bitch ass motherfucker. Fuck them. Keep it moving.
The bitch ass niggas. Suck a dick.
Straight up. Straight up. Don't dwell on the shit. Fuck them niggas. I don't give a fuck. If I ever feel like a nigga ain't keep it real with me, I'm gonna be like, shit, the nigga won't real from the fucking first place. I can't expect everybody to be motherfucking real. I'm gonna go on by my motherfucking business. Straight up. Yeah, and I just talked my shit. I need some motherfucking gunshots.
Let them guns sound.
I need some motherfucking gunshots. I don't even want the pistol, bro. I need some. Or let me get some more on that ass.
Bitch ass niggas.
Fuck are you talking about?
Hit me for a little clip. Sticker. What's the sticker?
Fuck are you talking about, boy? I blow your shit. Lucky I ain't got the grenade launcher.
You bitch ass nigga.
I blow your shit.
Blow the whole shit up.
Fuck they talking about. But you know, all jokes are fucking sad, my nigga. Like
that shit be fucking crazy. You know I'm cooking up over here, y'all. I'm cooking up an album, so you know I gotta make shit special. It's my first album for a long time.
Yeah, so, these bitches been lost for a long time.
That nigga said lost tapes.
Yeah, them motherfuckers been lost in the fucking the sand ruins of fucking Egypt out this bitch, boy.
Fuck you, baby.
No bullshit. Like, these bitches were lost. Could never find these motherfuckers. So fuck.
He do a lot of different shit. I need to get the other shit.
Yo, I'm about to take a hit of my motherfucking GB.
Surprise ain't rolling up yet.
Cause I ain't got a whole lot.
Oh shit.
I need to make whatever I got.
Damn,
last.
So I should, dude, you should have told me. That boy boy.
I wonder if OG will let me hold something to Friday. No, I don't know. Nah, you know, he the type of nigga you gotta hit up first, my nigga.
Nigga, nigga. You wanna make the call? OG has supposed to be back already. He really supposed to be back already.
He was. That's what I was saying. Bro, that's it. Bro, yo, shut. Hey, yo. My nigga Kenny said the nigga been fucking up ever since we met him, bro. That's a fact.
Big fact.
That's a fact. You know you give everybody fucking passes. You know you give everybody time. But A Dickie. The A Dickie Award goes to OG. The slowest, inconsistent. He do be going through a lot, but nigga, it's okay to go through a lot, but if you let niggas know you going through a lot, we can empathize with you. Yeah. Don't be moving around like you some whole producer ass nigga, and we put a track out, and nigga, it took you almost a fucking month to get to it? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on. Like, I'm not even talking shit. I promise you. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying. Like, the nigga let us know, bro. The nigga told us way before we even made a track with him. Yo, I do this. I do that. I got niggas doing this for me. I got niggas acting. Okay, so I'm like, all right, it's official. First time we get in the motherfucking booth, some shit happened to where ISO ain't even cool with his shit. Right. The first day we got the track done, we asked him to send it to us. We had to wait a whole 24 hours before we even got this shit sent to us. And we had to hit you up. I'm not talking shit. OG is my nigga. Day one, we clicked with the nigga. Day one, we held the nigga down. So I'm not talking shit. Word, like, sometimes you be passionate about this shit, and sometimes you just don't like how niggas just be carrying the shit. They don't even be carrying it like that. It's just the fact that they have so much shit that they doing, and some people don't know how to multitask.
That. Why he on the podcast right now, y'all? I'm ready to set up my intro for my one day debut album.
But don't talk this shit if you ain't about this shit. Clip empty. Rant over.
Rant done.
Fuck.
Why the fuck? This shit better be low now. I'm gonna piss off.
Let me load up my motherfucking GB on these motherfucking niggas. Fuck this shit. Fuck what these niggas talking about. And I don't give a fuck. Look, you can say I'm bent. You can say I'm fucked up. You can say I'm drunk. You can say I'm high. You can say whatever it was. I don't give a fuck. Some about what Mystery Man said. I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Low key, I don't even.
I don't believe it for the simple fact that what is the point of you getting this shit if you're going to get a shit away?
Because you can't win this shit.
But why would you get it in the first place?
Because he wanted to. He
could have just got a glass. You could have got a jar of it.
Nah, he probably hit baby sipping motherfucker. Like, he probably like, all right, I'm going to get it.
That still don't make sense. No, even if you're a baby sipper, you could get a jar like this big and fill it up, and you can sip from that jar.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying.
Why would you get a whole gallon of the shit and then give the whole gallon away?
Because his uncle, mine's his uncle got it, so they knew once he got the shit that basically
see, I don't believe everything somebody tell me.
Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
So I don't believe everything.
Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
I believe that the nigga.
He just probably didn't want to.
Yeah, he just was like, look,
My nigga, I gave you some that day. It was because we was chilling and shit. Nigga, I gotta go to work the rest of these days, so I only fuck with that shit when I'm off and shit like that.
I get that, but I get that. Like, I ain't even mad at that. Like, I do your thing, like, but don't make it seem like, nigga, like, I can do, but I knew the shit was some suspect shit when he got hit back the other day. It was him and Musty Man that did that. That pulled the fuck shit.
That nigga.
That's a dumb.
Man, I'm mad that you let that happen. Cause you should have known from the get go that nigga was on some crazy shit.
I've been through that. Cause when I first did the shit, like, I was like, oh, that's whatever. Like,
yeah.
But as a real nigga, you take that little thing like that, you good with it, like.
Yeah, but still, bro.
It was some fuck shit. It was some super fuck shit.
I would have. At least I would have grabbed. How much Uji? How much he gave you?
He only gave me a blunt.
So I would have took some. Took at least a nug out there.
Yeah, I could definitely did that.
Yeah, but you would. Yeah, you felt like you was the nigga was gonna smoke with you and shit.
But I'll just laugh.
Don't do shit with his ass ever.
Nah, hell no.
Ever again.
No, you know, really.
I don't give a fuck if you weeping and you wanna fucking smoke, nigga. Fuck that.
Nah.
Hell no.
Nigga, dub, nigga, dead out here.
Cause the fact. The fact that you even looked out for the nigga. Nobody out here does fucking blunts for no fucking $4, my nigga. Nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm a smoker. Nowhere.
But I knew I could make it work. Cause I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying he looked up.
Yeah.
Because he know, nigga, I'm pretty sure when you came back to him and said, yeah, give me that $4, I can get you something with $4. This nigga was probably like, damn, who the fuck is he fucking with? That gonna give him something for $4? That nigga was fucking hype, my nigga.
Cause he was fiending the smoke. Well, I mean, he was fiending, like, nicotine fiending.
My nigga was fucking hype. And he was super geek.
I'm a real nigga. I'm gonna take that L. I'm gonna laugh. Because guess what? Yo, I never need no niggas. They always need me first. And that'd be the funny shit about it. Anytime they do some dumb shit.
I just don't like niggas taking advantage of niggas.
Yeah, but that's some fuck shit, but nah, don't worry. We gonna get it back. We gonna get it back.
Shit is mad whack. Musty man. And that nigga can't even fucking really play. He won the game, but yeah. Nigga can't really play. The fuck? I really wasn't even fucking guarding you. And then when you got double team, your ass wasn't making no fucking shot. I'm seeing this bitch with my motherfucking dress blues on. Uh oh. Who is that? Nope. Ooh, am I busy? I ain't busy.
At all.
She probably called me. Called me!
Yeah, you on the tweet shit. I'm on the tweet, shout out the tweet.
That's the shit.
I'm out there.
We can do something.
I'm about to make this phone call in the other room while you hold the podcast down.
Who you about to call?
It's
a fucking shame. My nigga is subjected to fucking talking to thoughts on the goddamn online. Because the two junks that ISO had dubbed his ass. They dubbed his ass real bad. And I told this nigga. I told him from the get-go. I hit him with the motherfucking when a woman's fed up. I know R. Kelly going through his shit, but I hit him with that shit. I was like, hey yo, bruh, you gotta tighten up, you know. Like you gotta tighten up. Like she ain't gonna take that shit for long. And damn near almost the day after I said that shit. She fucking dubbed his ass, like, cold hard, dub, dub, dub.
like Dub City, like Warriors, like Steph Curry, like.
Another Dub, dude.
They dubbed his ass. They dubbed him.
Let me tell y'all.
Don't let him steer y'all wrong, dude. Listeners.
Tell him, do you want to tell him the truth?
Like he said earlier, believe more or less of what you fucking see than what you hear. Yes.
Okay. Alright, let's talk all facts. Let's talk all facts.
We already are all facts.
Alright, all facts. Didn't you want to get some wild wild from a body I had?
Word.
Did you get the wild wild from the body I had?
Damn.
But tell me, not normally y'all know when the nigga set up the oop for you. It's only a one time oop.
No?
No.
It's not always a one time oop.
Nigga, most niggas. We talk. We
no,
look,
see,
most
see, niggas. No, it's not. Because you know, one of those niggas is one of those niggas that can fucking get in where they fit in, so they can get it one time and put themselves in a predicament, put themselves in a position where they can get it if they want it.
All right. Okay. All right. So, all
right. Right.
But tell me,
you laid it up. So if you lay it up for somebody, you expect for somebody to get that shit and dunk it.
But tell me, how many times you got the oop?
What, then that night?
Yeah.
Like, twice.
But then you went to the third time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody get a chance to play the game that night. Like, we both kept asking Coach, put me in.
We both doubled up.
Coach was like, yeah, I'm done.
We both doubled up.
So, I take that.
Like,
I was already two quarters down. I can sit out for the rest of the game.
Look, but you know I give it up, though. You know I give it up. He know I'm a savage with this shit. He know I don't give no fuck.
Yeah, you a savage. You too savage.
Fuck out of here.
Too savage to when you fuck this shit up, my nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, damn.
To the next shit. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Any real nigga out there, he be savage
enough to he fuck up the play, my nigga. I be like, yo, like, she about to leave, my nigga? Yeah, because this nigga tripping. Oh, my God. What the fuck did this nigga do now, my nigga? I'm sitting downstairs contemplating I want some more fucking dough, my nigga. I can't even go upstairs and get this shit. Like, yo, you done already set me up with the layup. I done dunked this shit. We done came back out the halftime, my nigga. You done dunked this shit. You done passed this shit between your legs. I done fucking windmilled this shit. Look, we going into the fourth quarter. I'm looking for another alley.
No, but come on. But she.
Throwed another alley.
But she ain't even want to catch the shit.
Nah, but she ain't even want to catch the shit.
Remember, she took you to the gym.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, yeah, she.
But,
like, she
I'm
ain't
saying, even shit, want to. You could have got the wop wop when she, you know what I mean, took you to the door.
Yeah, I could have, but.
But the way she was playing,
the way she left, she was mad.
I'm like, bitch, she was mad. My bitch, I ain't doing that shit with your ass.
Cause you had, I think you had just now bought something. You had just bought something or something. I don't know what it was.
There's something dumb, but
it was something crazy.
But that's why we dubbing these bitches. Yo, 2019, guess what? Bitch, if you ain't playing by our rules, you're a fucking dub. You know, fuck who you are, old bitch, you're new dumb. Bitch, next bitch, any bitch that, yo, you're a dub out here. Let me go back. Let me get back. I just heard you talking shit, so I had to come in the room and I had to close the door. So, yeah.
Yeah. Go back on your thought, mission.
Like, that nigga a cold hard thought. Dot pocket.
He's a thought pocket, yo. That's my nigga, though. You know you got that nigga that's a thought. And he the cold hard thought. He the thought pocket, Tatiana. Romeo and Thaddeus. Fucking. Yo, straight up. Like, whore. Creep squad, slime squad, slick squad, scum squad. Like, just the bottom of the barrel squad. Like, all them shit, boy. See, look. A real nigga like me. I'm walking around trying to find something to smoke out of. Oh, I got my bowl in my book bag. I was about to say, I might have found a fucking bottle that I could turn into a bomb, because I ain't
smoking. I ain't got enough to smoke no blunt with this with this nigga. And I need to make this shit last till Friday. And to tell the truth, I really don't got shit. Like, I got enough. I got all together. If I add everything up, it's probably like a point. Probably a 0.7 or something like that. But I smoke out of a GB. And a GB, it don't require a lot of weed. If you ever seen a ratchet, and you know you put different types of pieces in to fit the type of nut it is, or bolt or whatever that you got to unratchet. I took the smallest one and put it in a top, and that's what I put the bud in, that silver, the silver piece. So it don't take that much. But you already know it's your boy Twin, and
bang bang bang,
I'm about to finish this motherfucking podcast.
Attending the performance, and a special thanks to all those who helped with the show.
Yo, we out. Stay tuned to the next motherfucking podcast. I-Class Podcast, signing out from the cockpit. Smoke some, bitch.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.